What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 223, I think, of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I frequently mess up the numbers and the sequence, and that is because I'm usually recording this in my Jeep, as I am right now, and I don't really take the time always to look up what the past episode was, because sometimes the thoughts to post just strike me. And again, if it's your first time, I apologize for the possibly poor sound quality, because again, I am driving and I'm in a Jeep. It is the end of May. Soon the hard top will be off, soft top will be on, and the sound quality will really shit the bed. So either there won't be as many podcasts, or I'll find an alternative place to record them. But this one should be all right, tolerable. If you guys are following me on Instagram, you might have seen me talk about some of this stuff on Instagram Live this morning. But I'm going to talk about it again here, because I don't think everybody sees that. It's beautiful out. It's 6:30 in the morning. It's Memorial Day. I'm heading in to the Legion right now to see my client, Brooke. I personally don't train very many clients anymore. As we're growing the business and moving on into franchising and trying to really take this thing to the next level, I've had to kind of work my way out of the coaching aspect, replacing myself with really good coaches so I can focus on growing the business. So, you know, less than 4 years ago, it was just me and Alex and John, and now it's myself and 9 full-time coaches, so I'm able to step away from the actual coaching floor and do other kind of business development stuff. But the clients that I do have, I really, really enjoy training, so I'm on my way to see her right now. So number one observation of that is it's 6:30 on Memorial Day morning. It's a holiday. I'm working. Okay, I'm going into work. Now, that's not to say I'm grinding and I'm hustling today, because in all honesty, I'm going in to train one client and I'm turning around and going back home because my wife wants to come in and work out with Alex today and I gotta go home and watch the kids. Most likely, just a little insight into, you know, what it's like to like run your own business at this level. I will hop on the computer when I get home and start working on some work for the franchise development stuff, and I'll probably do that until the kids are starving and need breakfast, and then I'll put it down and feed them. But I'm pointing this out because even though I own the business and don't have to come in at this hour, number one, I like it and I enjoy what I'm doing. So this is enjoyable for me. I like what I'm doing right now. I have a beautiful drive to the gym. I really enjoy seeing my client Brooke and training. I like just being at the gym and seeing all the coaches and all the clients. So it's literally not work. But number two, I'm also willing to get up at 5:30 on holiday morning to go do this, because it's important to me that I stick to my commitments to Brooke and to my coaches and to my team and also to myself. And I'm still trying to grow this thing and do the right thing. So you gotta, lesson from this is you gotta work when you don't always wanna fucking work. Holidays, weekends, early mornings, whatever, if you wanna get there. Number two about this, more importantly, is that Brooke is there and a whole shitload of other clients and coaches are there right now. They've been there since 5. Again, it's a holiday, yes, but everybody wants to get results. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to get healthy. Coaches wanna provide for their clients, move forward in their careers, be successful. They gotta hustle. So everybody's there on a Memorial Day morning. That's important. It's not always gonna be convenient for you to get in shape or to kick ass in your career. So shout out to everybody who's doing that right now. Another summertime kind of lesson that I talk about a lot this time of year, which is kind of funny, I guess, is everybody by now, if you followed me for a little while, you know I have a love. I don't love a lot of dessert and sweet shit, honestly. It's not like my thing. But, oh boy, summertime and s'mores, I'm in deep. So I posted about this last year, I think, because it occurred to me, you know, I have this thought process as I'm going to have one, let it go. Hey, fuck it, you know, life is short, have a s'more, right? Like, it's only summertime for a short period of time. You don't have that many campfires. Just go for it. Now, in my particular situation right now, I'm okay with that expression and doing that because I am not, okay, very important here, trying to lose body fat or weight. In fact, I'm very comfortable with putting on weight, even if it is body fat at the moment, because I'm just powerlifting and trying to get big and strong, and I don't really care about the aesthetics. So for me, throwing down a s'more or two or three is not counterproductive to my goals. If anything, it's conducive to my goals of putting on just additional weight and size. But I hear a lot of people use that kind of expression, that thought process. Oh, life is short. You know, I'm going to have a glass of wine, or I'm going to sleep in, or I'm going to blow off my workout, or I'm going to just go do this. That's too often used as the justification to not do what you're supposed to fucking do, right? So if my goals are to lean out, lose weight, blah, 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 and I justify it by saying, oh, fuck it, it's Memorial Day, have a s'more. That's crap, guys. Don't fucking do that. Like, yeah, have a s'more if it doesn't fuck with your goals. But if it fucks with your goals, don't have it, because you got 30 more fucking campfires this summer. And even if you have one more, you don't need fucking s'more. What you need to do is achieve your goals and fucking feel good about it, right? This goes into that delayed gratification shit where, yes, you know, having the treat, having the glass of wine, sleeping in, whatever, right? So again, very common on a day like today. Most, let's do this scenario. Somebody's very committed to getting in shape. Their significant other is not, okay? And or doesn't really understand the significant other's passion, desire to get in shape. So let's call him Joe. Joe really wants to get in shape. He's committed to training. Joe's wife thinks he's fine, doesn't really understand why Joe's so worried about getting in shape. So when Joe says he's going to work out at 6:30 a.m. on Memorial Day morning, his significant other is saying, oh man, you don't need to do that. It's a holiday weekend, you know, just sleep in, blow it off. You're going to get plenty of time to work out. What's one more day? All that shit, right? And sometimes maybe Joe will even be having these thoughts himself. But successful Joe doesn't believe that and gets up early and goes in on Memorial Day because he knows that it's important to have a sense of urgency with this stuff. Because if you don't, it's very easy to find that same excuse all the time. Right? And this is what too many of us have done hundreds and hundreds of times, which is why we're still probably not where we want to be. In whether it's in training, in life, in business, in whatever, there's always, if you have that mindset, there's always something. You could say, I stayed up too late last night. I didn't sleep well. I didn't eat well. It's Friday. It's Tuesday. It's a holiday. It's too cold out. It's too hot out. I'm going to wait till I feel more recovered. I'm still sore. Maybe I should go on a different day. Maybe I need a day around. You will justify blowing it off, whatever it is, very easily. And we're all really good at doing that. I'm kind of a master at that myself. So I've learned to teach myself to override that instinct. But yeah, I can convince myself of... I remember convincing myself that pizza was a good thing when I was competing and dieting, because I would just break down all the nutrients and say, well, I need the carbohydrates for this. There's, you know, something, vitamin C in the tomato sauce. I need protein from the cheese. I mean, like, dude, you can do it with everything, right? So flip that. If you have this no excuses mentality and you say, yeah, I know it's Memorial Day, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go anyway. Because the reality of it is, all right, I'm sitting outside the gym at 6:45. I'm meeting my client here at 7. She's going to work out at 7, be done at 8. She'll be home at 8:30. Dude, everybody else is still asleep. So anybody that wanted to hang out with her today still gets to see her. Doesn't affect their life at all. She's going to feel awesome at 8:30 this morning because she got the workout in. She's going to have reaffirmed her subconscious commitment to getting in shape, being strong, and everybody's happy, right? But when you do that, you kind of reinforce, like I said, to your subconscious this commitment that I'm doing this no matter what. So A couple days from now, when it's rainy out, she's still going to come. A couple days from now, if she doesn't sleep well, she's still going to come. A couple days from now, she doesn't eat or she has a bad day, she's going to come. Like, you're going to go. That's it, you know? So again, back to the ridiculous s'mores analogy, if you've decided that you're on a diet and you're cutting out crap for X period of time, you know, you have to give yourself guidelines also. We have to have rules. We talked about that a couple podcasts ago. If you don't have rules and guidelines, okay, so why not a s'more tonight? Why Friday instead of tonight, you know? If you have guidelines, you know, okay, hey, I've given myself one night to have crap a week, and that's going to be tonight, so I'll have my treat. If you say, hey, I can't have it till next week, so I already had mine, you can't have it. Period, end of story. Just fucking follow the rules. So first of all, make sure you have some, and second of all, fucking follow them, because the more you follow them and you keep the promise to yourself, you convince yourself that you're someone that's reliable, right? The more you blow off the promises you make to yourself, the more you prove yourself unreliable, the less you trust yourself and the more you don't believe that you're going to make it when you commit to something. Yeah, I'm going to try this, but I never, right? How many times have you heard people say that? Oh, well, I'm going to try, but I'm not usually good at that. Oh, I always say I'm going to do this, but I can't get up on time. Like, bullshit, dude. You can't get up on time? That is the worst thing I've ever seen. That is one of the things that is like completely just straight up discipline and in your own control. You know, you might be a person that does count calories and work really hard and weight comes off slowly. That's legitimate, okay? That's your body. Everybody's different. Some people just watch what they eat for one day and their body drops weight. But I can't get up on time? The fuck out of here. That's strictly discipline and self-control. So I don't want to hear that shit. But if you can't do that, you need to start doing that and prove to yourself that you have discipline and self-control and you can get your ass out of bed and everything else will fall into place. Last summertime absurd s'more lesson is patience. Delayed gratification, right? My kids are always fascinated that I can cook such a good looking s'more because I can roast that marshmallow at just the right distance and with just enough patience that it gets nice and toasty brown. They put that shit too close and it catches on fire, or they're too anxious to eat it, so they pull it out before it's all ready and melted and yummy. So I try to teach them, guys, I can tell your nature just by watching you fucking do this. Like, you have to, I know how bad you want it, your mouth's watering, but you gotta sit there and hold it at the right distance and wait 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes than everybody else, so that's perfect. And it's worth it, because when you rush it, right, that shit's burnt, or it's not even cooked, and it's like, you know, it's not bad, but oh man, when you wait, and you wait, and you have patience, it's so much sweeter, right? And that's delayed gratification right there. You know, there's a reason that these fat loss, quick things don't fucking work, right? And here's the real interesting thing that I noticed. There's all these absurd things with bodybuilding and body composition, but there's fucking ass implants. There's something called, I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's this like oil that dudes, especially like in Brazil somewhere, can like shoot into their arms that inflates it. It just makes it swollen. It's literally like an oil, Synthol or something it's called, that goes in your muscles and makes them look really big. Any of us that know what we're looking at can tell it's bullshit, but some people wouldn't know. But there's a reason that stuff, isn't that popular, really. B, people don't have any respect for people that do that, because there's a degree where you see someone who's very strong and muscular or really developed physique or whatever. There's an inherent respect that goes towards that. So even if it's people who aren't into that shit, a guy walks in who's well-developed in a business meeting, let's say. Already there's some respect for that person. Because at some level, everybody knows, even if that's not their jam, that took hard fucking work to get there. That took commitment to get there, right? So even if you see someone that's at a high level of a sport that you're not interested in, you know that you don't get to the Olympics level of some anything without serious commitment. So carrying around a strong physique gets that kind of respect a little bit, because everybody knows the hard work. But if someone walks in with a Synthol physique or fake ass, it doesn't quite get that same respect, because that doesn't require any work to earn it, right? That requires a little bit of, whatever. Now, even more interesting is that the person who has the artificial physique or artificial ass or whatever else doesn't have the confidence that they thought they would have from having that butt or that body because they didn't earn it. So they realize the benefits of that body when you see it on somebody else are because they earned it. And it comes with that, like, I earned this. You know, people that have been through the fire, so to speak, and survived challenging ordeals and tough workouts or life shit or military stuff, there's a confidence those people carry because they actually got through it. And they prove to their subconscious that they're willing to work and willing to earn their way to the thing. So that delayed gratification has that effect where, you know, you're willing to forego the wine and the snacks, the crap, to get your body to where it wants to be. And 6 months later, you've lost 50 pounds, 20 pounds. You feel so proud of that because you know how many glasses of wine you said no to, how many parties, how many campfires you went to and didn't have the s'mores. And to know that you stuck to your commitments is so much more valuable than justifying it by saying it's Saturday, it's Memorial Day, it's whatever day, and then giving in to your cravings. If now you have built into your plan a night to have wine or some more, or you're not actually trying to lose weight or body fat, by all means, you know, life is short and it is here to enjoy. But I think we justify bad behavior with that phrase so often. And in reality, life is much more enjoyable when you're achieving your goals, when you're comfortable in your own skin, when you're doing the things that you said you would do. So if losing weight's important to you, don't justify it with the life is short bullshit. Remind yourself that, yes, life is short and I don't want to spend it fucking miserable with the way I look. So I'm not going to have s'mores and wine tonight. I'm going to have my chicken and vegetables on the grill. And I'm going to wake up tomorrow feeling good about myself and proud. Have a wonderful day, you guys. I'll see you.